This is May, reel 5.
Did you ever hear any stories about the Germans' behaviour in battle?
No, I don't, can't say that I did.
Or about how they treated the Belgians?
Well, probably at the time, there was all those rumours like always goes about. I mean, the Belgians were refugees on the roads and that, and picked up and perhaps fired on, or that sort of thing. But apart from that...
What about spies? Did you hear any stories of spies?
Oh, there was always stories of spies going around, wasn't there? Always is in a war, and I don't know quite what they were now, were they? Different places, different things.
Were there any people in your neighbourhood that were suspected of being spies?
No, I don't think so. No. They're all honest-to-goodness English.
What about when you went to work at Woolwich? Did they check on your background?
Well, I suppose they did. You had to fill the forms in as to your nationality and your parents' nationality and that sort of thing. You had to do that. And I suppose they did have a sort of a check round. But, I mean, you don't know what they're doing, do you? You don't really know what they're up to. They ask you questions, you answer them, and they branch out from there. And if they find out something, they grab you, I suppose. They say, yeah, what about so-and-so? So, well, anyway, they didn't pick on us for anything.
Did you ever know any of the conscientious objectors who didn't serve in the war?
No, I never knew any. No, I can't say that I knew any. No.
Did you know that they existed?
Oh, I knew they existed. Oh, yes, because they had a camp, didn't they? They were put in a... what do you call it? Camp. Anyway, special, where they wasn't allowed out. I think they had some work to do in there. I think they had jobs given them to get on with. I didn't know anybody.
Sometimes men who were not wearing uniform were given white feathers.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see any of that?
No. That would be like clubs, men's clubs or anything like that, I suppose. If they thought someone was shirking it, they'd give them a white feather, stick a white feather in their head. No, I never saw any of it. Tell you, I was very sheltered, really. I wasn't all that... coming from the docks area, people might expect a lot more from me, but I suppose the fact that we hadn't always... Mother hadn't, and Dad hadn't always come from the docks, I suppose that made a lot of difference. Although we lived there from the time I was born. Until our house got bombed in the Second World War... But I didn't live with her then. I mean, I was
married. You were born in Guernsey, weren't you?
No, fortnight. No, I was born a fortnight after Mother got here. It was such a confusion that she don't even know my right birth date. It's either the 4th, 5th or 6th of June. And it was a Whitsun Monday, as far as that's all I can get. And I've never found out what day it was or what actual date it was. So I accept my birthday cards any day that they can. Turn up.
Nice.
Well, you see, over there they didn't have a registration. They only had a baptism. And come over here and everything was different. And they didn't know where to, what to do and that sort of thing. No. Dad was over here. Mum arrived about a fortnight before I was born. And she must have had quite a parcel to carry, fetching all her belongings. Now, what they... she's always said they arrived on some date when Queen Victoria was... When was a Queen Victoria due on? And the streets were crowded and there was flags and all that sort of thing. They might put them out for us.
What happened to your sister after her husband died? Did she receive a pension?
Yes. small soldier's pension, wasn't a lot then.
But she also continued to work.
Oh, yeah, she went to work.
Did she have a child?
No, not by that. She got married after to another. In the Navy was the other fella. That didn't last long, neither.
Was he killed?
No, he went out to Nairobi or something, after the war. She didn't get married till after the war. And I think he took one of the complaints out there and he died. She died too, sooner. I'm not sure, I think she died just before he'd come home on leave. And whether he brought a complaint home or what happened, we don't know. But anyway, she died just after he went back. The next thing we heard, he had died. So it was those two. But they did have two children. She had two boys by him. Yeah.
Did you get holidays when you were at the Arsenal? Christmas, Easter?
Oh, yes.
Bank holidays?
I believe we did. Yes, we had time off. Even if we didn't have it all together, sure, we had time off.
And what about a week or two annual leave in the summer?
I don't think we got holidays in those days. I don't think we did. Don't remember. Don't think we had holidays. Factories never had holidays. Not until some time after, when I was in Keilas, before we got holidays there even.
How many days a week did you work?
Well, five and a half.
At the Arsenal?
Five and a half. Half day, Saturday night. Now, of course, if it was night work, I suppose we'd done the five nights. I'm not quite sure. I think we did.
So you always had Sunday off?
Yes, yes.
But they wouldn't have closed the Arsenal on Sunday, would they?
Perhaps I was lucky.
Other people, perhaps.
I was lucky, sort of. In the shop where I went. Can't remember if we'd done Sundays.
What sort of girls worked at
Silverton? Well, you know, I suppose I can't really, wouldn't like to explain them exactly. Rough and ready and I suppose they were girls that really went out and had what they'd call a flaming good time, enjoy themselves. And I remember holiday times, such as Easter Monday, or they'd all have, not all, but there'd be several of them have these great big thick skipping ropes and skip down the street, you know, two of them holding hands and the others all jumping over and all that sort of thing. And then there was Wanstead Flats, they'd go to Wanstead Flats, there was always been a fair on there, big fair, holiday times.
What was their reputation insofar as their relation with men was concerned?
I never thought anything about them, about what that. I don't think they were.
Didn't hear anything.
No, like I think they were women that used to go in for a drink and have a sing song in the pubs and that.
What about at the Arsenal? There must have been a lot of the same kind of women that.
Well, I suppose they were all sorted out, you know, sort of thing. Mostly, I reckon they were mostly women that hadn't been to work more often than not, or hadn't been in factory work.
So they were more like you then?
Yes. Well, I considered all the people in the Arsenal were, in our department were all on the same sort of standard of ways and livings and all that sort of thing.
When you went to work at the Arsenal, did you hear women using language that you hadn't heard before?
Oh, occasionally there was one or two of them. But mostly it was said in fine, good, you know what I mean? Someone would use it, perhaps any speech that would come into it, you know. But, see, we didn't have a lot of rowing or quarrelling. And that is when they put out over the bad language. They call that bad language when they use some of the words that they use. They just talked and laughed. tell all their experiences, their boyfriends, some of them would, and all that sort of thing.
How did men treat you when they knew you were a factory girl? Did they think that that meant you were sort of fast type yourself?
Oh, I don't think so. They knew me around there. They knew our family around there. Well, I think Mum always kept a good impression of the family, and so did Dad. So, I don't think we was ever, considered, I suppose I shouldn't say the lower type, or the factory type. But many people never worked at the factory as far away. In neighbour.
How was your health during the First World War?
Oh, fine. I've always been well. I haven't ever had much to complain about.
Did they have medical facilities in case you had any cuts or upset stomach or anything?
Oh, that was what they had, a first aid box or cupboard or something. And the full lady would deck out something if you want, if anybody wasn't well, or patch them up for the night.
Could you go home if you didn't feel well?
Well, you wouldn't want to in the middle of the night. In the daytime, I expect they would.
You'd lose your day's wages as well.
You'd lose your money. Yes.
What was the opportunity for promotion?
There wasn't any.
So if the war had gone on for 20 years, you would have done
probably
the same thing?
Probably have done the same job, unless you put in for a transfer. That would have suited me. As it was, I wouldn't have wanted to change. I used to sometimes get a weekend off and go down to Haddam Hall and see the girls down there. A lady would come through and have a chat. She was a nice old girl.
Did you and the other girls at the Arsenal try to increase your output and be more efficient in your work?
Who, me?
Yes.
Well, I could do all there was to do. I could do any job that I had to go around the table. I mean, they'd say, do so-and-so, so-and-so. You do so-and-so today. You move up one. We would all perhaps move up one to do the opposite, the next job going. There's nothing.
There wasn't any way that you could change what you did to make it quicker, more efficient?
Oh, no. No, it just had to be done. Some of the jobs were very fiddly. The girl in front of her, or that you passed it on to, would just perhaps sit waiting. But there was nothing this other one could do, and no one could help her because it was only a one-girl job, you know. It wouldn't be two of you could do it. So you'd just get on with it, and if she had to wait, well, it was just too bad. When it got past her, they'd hurry up and get some more through.
Were there any women who weren't able to do the work or who didn't really want to, who had to be asked to leave?
No, I can't remember anyone leaving like that. No.
How long did it take to learn how to do the job?
Well, you just done it. What they showed you to do one day, you'd do. Might do that a couple of nights, and the next night you'd do the next job. I mean, it didn't take any time to know what to do. You take this spring out, you put that, you measure this, you measure that, and each one had to be put in a little sort of container so that they wouldn't get parts wouldn't get lost. Oh no, there was nothing, there was really nothing to learn, not in the job I'd done.
Did you have a trade union?
No. Never heard of it in there. I never. We never in that shop. I don't think they did.
How did you hear about the armistice and the end of the war?
Oh, yes. Where was I then? I think I was on night work that night when it came through. Yeah, I believe I was. It came through at 11 in the morning. We heard that. We went to work the same, and of course everyone was jolly and all that sort of thing. It's quite a jollification.
What sort of celebrations were there?
Oh, tea parties in the street, flags all out, and doing knees up Mother Brown, all the old girls. Yeah, oh yeah, it's quite a little tea party. All the streets look quite nice, you know. I see all the flags out from the side of the road to that one's window all along.
And did you have any celebrations at the arsenal itself?
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. Not in our department, anyway. I don't know if they did in the bigger shops.
How long did you stay there after the end of the war?
Well, I don't think I left till about September, I think, of the same year. It's getting well onto the year, you know, several
well,
months.
Well, Armistice Day was in November.
Oh, yes, it was in November.
And then so
oh, yes. Yes, but then that wasn't the end of the war, was it?
The peace wasn't signed until
no,
the
peace
following
wasn't
year.
Signed. I've got my discharge paper somewhere indoors. I used to be able to put my hand on those sort of things, but they seem to have got moved.
Did you want to leave? Were you ready to stop that job, or had you wished to continue?
Well, there was no call to wish to continue. The job was finished, so they put a few off at a time, you know. I thought, well, I've got to get another job, that's all.
How long did it take before you found the jam tin job?
Not long. It didn't take long at all. I just happened to be wanting jam tins. Yeah.
A couple of weeks or a month or so?
I expect a couple of weeks, I think, I was here. Because, as I say, we had to go to these new labour exchanges, and they'd say, no, I'd look down, what can you do? I said, well, I'd do soldering, painting the tins. I knew that wouldn't be wanted, soldering. So they said, well, they want some solderers at Keeler's. Do you want a card for there? Yes, I'll have a card. And I went down there and just taken on like that.
Oh, thank you very much, Mrs. May.